phone back. One second. Hello?
Yeah, Sam, can you hear me?
Yes, Nathan, how are you?
Hello? All right, hey, man, I'm doing great.
How is the feeling?
Here's what we need. Huh?
No, actually, Latoya mentioned to me you went to the doctor's office. Everything's fine?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm in great shape.
Great.
But he told me that I'm up under too much stress, and I can't deal with stress anymore. He said either I put this aside or he's going to have to do something special.
Don't worry about that, Nathan. You will not get any stress from us anymore. I'm here for you. Everything goes fine. Don't worry about the stress from our side. You will not face any stress from our side anymore.
Okay. And how are you going to assure me of that? Because we just experienced sitting here waiting on a call. And how late is he? About 30 minutes or 40?
I waited 40 minutes and then I called back, and that's when I'm speaking to
you. Yeah, Latoya said that she's been expecting a call from you 30, 40 minutes and because you have promised to call back, but you never have. And she called you.
Today I spoke with her over the Zoom call.
Yes, but I called back, and at 2:20 p.m., I spoke to someone. They said you were out in production.
Yes. Actually, I wasn't on my desk. Actually, I was in the production department regarding your email marketing stuff. I just came back on my desk, and my colleague mentioned to me Nathan was calling you. So I was about to call you back, but I received your call.
Okay. All that's cool. But listen, here's what we want for us to remain happy campers. You got to pay pencil and paper because I only want to tell you once because I don't want the stress of being upset and having to tell you twice. I'm serious. You got my life in your hands. And the way you take care of business is going to determine my health, okay?
Don't worry, Nathan. You will not get any stress. You will get all the things on time from my side.
Okay, here's what I want. I want a dedicated person to help us in the email campaign. This is a very important part of the whole process. This is our auditioning.
We have
not had any – listen, please. Please listen to me. We have not had anyone to sit down with us. Number one, I knew I told you I wanted to do it. In fact, I said Monday by 6 p.m., I believe it was. On Tuesday morning. We were too late for that. We could not do it. Stats say that email campaigns are more successful on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now, when I found out that we couldn't do it, I threw it out of my mind, and what I did last night is work on a revision of or addition to the email campaign. Today, Latoya told me that she was going to meet with you at a certain time, and we hadn't heard anything. And she said she did get an invite, right before the proposed previous time. So we ain't going to discuss all that. Those are facts, and those are facts that I just can't deal with. I cannot deal with it. Now, I want a dedicated person that is going to meet with us. How often? Okay, number one, let me tell you what we need. We need to know where we are in the social media campaign. How many times have stuff been sent out there, and what was sent out there? Because I've had to go through and edit a lot of them. And I just wanted to know if the edited ones were released and went out there or what. Latoya understands there has been no releases of social media.
Well, yes, they made two posts within the last 7 days. And those are the two posts I had to go back and correct about the links.
Okay, now, could you show them to me whenever we can? Let me see them, because I don't know how to access them. But she said that you made two posts, so that, but prior to that, in the last 7 days, I thought we were releasing some, but maybe not. I'm good with that because we just now had the revised one. So she's going to show me what posts that you have released, and that way I'll be able to see exactly what you guys are doing. And do you release two at a time? And how many times a week are we supposed to have them released?
My phone's
not
changing.
Oh, hold on a minute. It's more important than I get in. Oh, my. Hello? Okay. If you hung up, that's
good. No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay, well, I said hello. I mean, and see, that we don't have your undivided attention. That is what is irritating me. And I paid more money than I should have, I believe, for the social media. But you caught me at a weak time where I wanted to get it done. And when I researched it, I could have got it done for $2,000 less. So here's what I want you to do.
What I can do, Nathan, what I can do, I'm going to email you, write the complete.
No, let me, wait a minute. You haven't heard all that I want. So how can you tell me what you're going to do?
No.
Can you please hear me out? Give me the respect of being able to voice my desire for the most important event of this whole journey. Because what you tell me you're going to do don't amount to a hill of beans. I can't trust you. Your word is not trustworthy because you have broken your word so many times. So one more time, I'm going to tell you what the way it's going to be. And if it's not that way, what I want is a refund of my money. And today I want to speak to your superior person because I want that understanding between not just you and me, but the whole company, because I'm sick and tired of this, and I can't do it. I can't have this stress in my life. Don't want it, ain't going to have it. So I want a dedicated person. I need a report of what has been sent out and which set of hashtags did you use. I need to know, why would you put something out and not test it? Why would you post something and not test it? And it was two of the most important components. I mean, you're sending it out, and they cannot. What was it? The links to what wasn't working?
The website and to the Google to download the app.
Yeah, and to download the app. They could not access that. They couldn't access to the website. You're ruining our reputation of being professional already. That is a reflection on us. It's embarrassing. So, who is your superior?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Who is your superior? Who is your superior? Who is your boss?
My boss, yes, my boss is Joe Wilson. But the point is, as I heard all the things from you about that you need a dedicated project manager for that, for this project, for the email marketing, and you need a complete plan, like how much lead you can get it and what's the process, each and everything. So what I can do, I have heard all the things, and again, I'm so sorry about this inconvenience that you have faced, and I really don't want to give that much frustration level, all that stuff. I'm sorry about that. But from now onwards, I will go ahead and dedicate a different project manager, I will assign you on your project, and he will be fully dedicated, will be working on with your project, with your email marketing project and all that. And you will get the complete email as well, like a what would be the process, like how many leads you will get it in a week, and what the process was, the email marketing phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, and what is the social media calendars and all that stuff. You will get all the things in the written Okay, so you will have all the things in the email. So according to that, you will have the complete plan for that. So according to that, we will follow the complete plan. So you will have the idea like what we have, we will do it in phase one and what we will do it in the phase two. So according to that, we will go ahead and follow that instructions, and I will provide you in the complete email, and I will assign you the complete new project manager and who will be taking care of your project from for the email marketing, and he will respond you back by email. He will be keep in touch with you for all the things.
Okay, so our schedule will be between me and the new project manager. I appreciate that. That is what's needed. That helps me feel better about this journey that's in front of us. Now, one more thing.
Yes.
Don't give me a dummy. Don't give me a dummy. I have gotten some dummies in this process. Some people, as my mother used to say, don't know their you-know-what from a hole in the ground. I cannot deal with people like that. I cannot deal with people like that. I want someone who is well-versed on email marketing and on social media marketing. I have talked to some social media people here in the States, and I liked the way they were treating me, and they gave me confidence because they knew what the heck they were talking about. I have talked to people. You have asked me things. You have sent me emails on Daniel's email that did not make sense. You also sent information to Nicholas that I did not want him to have the other day. You are not aware of who's been communicating because you're not dedicated. Don't want that anymore. Why you would send him information on that I did not want him to have, and he ain't even been involved in months? I don't know. But that's the kind of stuff that happens when I have someone who is not in tune with my conceptualization of the AFM mobile app and who don't care. They don't care. I'm just a number. So, what is your boss's name? I asked you once. You said Wilson. Who was it? Does he have a first name?
Okay, so that's the reason I'm going to be give you the project manager and his email, and he will keep communicating with you and the LaToya and this email marketing thing. So you and LaToya and my project manager on the same page. And so once we all are on the same page, then this process will be smooth, and we can run your email campaign as soon, like we will getting results as well once we will all are on the same page. So that's the thing. So what I will do now to keep this process smoothly, and you will...
Hold on. And I want you to understand this. I'm a very intelligent black man, and I've been fed bullshit all my career. And when people avoid questions, that tells me they got, number one, something to hide, or they don't know what they need to know. Now, when they just keep on talking and not even addressing my questions, it's insulting. You're telling me I'm stupid. And I'm not stupid. I want to know your boss's first name.
No, Netra, I'm not insulting to you and insulting to your questions as well. And even as you said, my superior, if he wants about the all the things, no problem with that, right? And even you can, I'm listening to your question as well. You can please go ahead. So you and I are on the same page then.
That means you're going to give me your boss's first name, your superiors.
Sorry, come again one more time.
You're going to give me your superior's first name. His last name, I think, is Wilson. I'm not sure.
The first name is Joe.
I can't trust
Joe Wilson.
Because you texted me how many times and said you were Daniel, and you weren't. But I said, okay, you think I'm stupid, but I want your his first name, or I'm going to the Attorney General's office like I promised.
No, you don't need to do that, this thing, right? And as a, you need to talk to my superior. My superior, my boss name is Joe Wilson. Even if he wants to, I can connect
Joe.
You with him. Joe Wilson.
Did you
yes.
say Joe?
Hey, yes.
What's his email address? What's his email address?
Okay, so are you ready to write down the email?
Yes, I got a pen and paper right here.
Okay, great. Is joe.wilson? joe.wilson, WILSON, at orbitdesignagency.com.
Okay, let me understand. Orbit Design Agency.
I'm repeating myself.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yes, I am here.
Hello? Okay, who is this? That's Sam. See, his phone is ringing back, and he and it rings to me. He's saying, yes, I'm here. He got somebody else on the other end. Did he say joe.wilson or what? Okay, I thought it was something after Joe. He ain't got me all confused with somebody else he thought was calling him back. He ain't got no time for us. I don't want a babysitter. I just want some attention. He didn't pay too much money for all that.
If you don't mind, let me scoot over. I'm going to get your Facebook on the computer so you can see the post.
Okay. Oh, that's you?
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
That's you.
I know, but somebody's calling. Or is that him calling? Oh, that's
calling. Hello? Sam?
I'm here.
Yeah, that's the call.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, so Sam, where were we at? So, anyway, listen, I can you text me his email address, please? Or can you give it to me now?
Sure, I can go ahead and text it right now.
Okay, text it to me. Or give it to me, too, and text it. I got joe.wilson at orbitdesign.com. Is that it?
No, it's joe.wilson at orbitdesignagency.com.
Okay. All right. Now, what is his title?
Sorry, come back one more time.
What is his title?
He's my supervisor. He's my boss.
Okay. All right. So listen, let's get started. Now, am I gonna meet my new dedicated person this evening by 6 p.m. When do we expect to meet them on a Zoom call? Because we want to look at them. We're tired of looking at those figures that look like men. We want to see your face. We want to be able to feel your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so are you – okay, I will go ahead and introduce with you the new project manager. So are you able to, like, come over the Zoom call after around after 1 hour? That would be fine. Are you available after 1 hour to come over the Zoom and I can introduce my new project manager with you?
Okay. All right then. And how long did you say that was going to be?
1 hour. 1 hour.
Okay. Okay. Can you, I don't want to spend time doing something. We haven't spent so much time on you today that LaToya and I haven't been able to get important things done. So, can we make it 2 hours?
Sure. If you are available after 2 hours, that's totally fine.
At 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's totally fine.
I mean, I have days for you. I'm sure you can inconvenience your afternoon and see me when I request it.
Mm-hmm. No problem with that. So
thank you.
At 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, We will have a Zoom call, and
yes,
I will introduce your new project manager, and he will be taking care of your email marketing stuff from onwards.
Okay. His name. What's his name?
His Peter. Peter Davidson.
Peter
Davidson.
Davidson. Now, Davidson, how much does he be a pin?
Sorry, I cannot hear you. What did he say?
How much does he know about the concept of AFN?
He know, I cannot say that how much Daniels knows about it, but he must know, you can compare about 70% he knows about the concept of the entire app, AFN. And he is a specialist in the email marketing as well. So he will give you the better ideas as well regarding the email marketing.
Okay, so he has a background in email marketing. And okay, now I'm telling you now because I cannot stand stress. I don't know how much I have to stress that, emphasize that to you. If he starts seeming like he don't know what he is talking about, I'm hanging up on his ass. I mean it. And I'm going to demand, I'm going to talk to Mr. Wilson and tell him how you have insulted me by giving me a dummy instead of someone that I, you told me, was very knowledgeable of the conceptualization of AFN. If he doesn't demonstrate it, I'm going to Mr. Wilson. So make certain that you got somebody who's got some sense that talks to. Now, when at 5:30, p.m., right? Eastern Standard Time.
Send the Zoom
link out now. And I want to see his face. I don't want to see the figure. Okay? I know you're over in Pakistan, so you're not hiding anything from me. I want to see his face. And yours. And Daniel. Daniel didn't show his. I don't know why.
He did.
Yeah,
remember, I think I was on the
meeting
with him,
and
he did.
Oh, okay. He never did show it to me. He probably showed it to you, but not me, and I ain't seen nobody. I don't know what he looks like. I might be talking to robots. Some days I think I am. Are you one of them AI men or whatever?
AI.
AI? Are you AI? Are you a robot?
No, I'm not the robot.